Joining us right now to talk about finance, quite us on top of everybody's list at the moment, is the boys from Goldensboro Financial Services, Lachlan Harvey and Sam Martin. Gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome. How are you both?
Hello, Philco. Great, thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, now, thank you.
Now, you're still open for business. Some people are thinking, can they actually, do they have to go online or can they actually physically go in and talk to you face-to-face?
Look, our office is absolutely open. We're open for business as usual. We have reduced the number of staff that we have in our office on any given day. We've normally got about 20 people in our office. We're down to around about four, which means that most people are working from home at the moment. But for those people that are looking to get financial advice for the first time, they just give us a call on the regular number, have a chat to someone over the phone, someone that can assess their situation, and we'll arrange a time to look at things more thoroughly.
Okay, the boys are with us for the next quarter of an hour or so before the Prime Minister holds a press conference at around about a quarter to 2 hour time. We'll be crossing to that. If you've got a question about your finances, here's the opportunity. You can put it directly to either Lachlan or Sam on 822-3000. Boys, the early release, the $10,000 early release of superannuation, it started when? Last Monday, or it starts next Monday?
Next Monday.
How can you qualify for this?
Well, first of all, we are expecting superannuation funds to be inundated with requests to access that $10,000 amount from super. But it's important to note that for those people that are interested in this, don't go contacting your superannuation fund. It's through MyGov that they would have to apply for that $10,000.
So a lot of us would be thinking, this is the superannuation fund. This is the bloke who runs it. I'll contact him or them.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, MyGov's been around for many years, and some people have got onto MyGov and find it quite useful. Some people have found it difficult to get their account set up. But it is an important thing for us all to have a MyGov account. And for those people that are looking to access that $10,000, that is the way to do it, through the MyGov account. So come Monday, if you call your superannuation fund to try and get access to the $10,000, you might be disappointed. But the way to do that is through MyGov. But, of course, there are qualifications.
And they are what, Lachlan?
Okay, so first of all, you need to be either made redundant or have your working hours reduced by 20%.
Yeah.
If you're a sole trader, either your business has been suspended or there's a reduction in your turnover of 20% or more, and you need to otherwise be eligible for the job seeker payment. You don't necessarily have to be on the job seeker payment, but you do have to be eligible for that payment.
Right. There's still some ambiguity about whether you would be eligible to access your superannuation if you're receiving the job keeper payment. That's yet to be clarified. But the basis is around hours worked, not pay reduction. So there is some ambiguity there. But like Lachlan said, you do claim it through the ATO and MyGov. But if you do want to discuss it, that's when you can contact your super fund. There has been a relaxing of the rules around advice on this, and you can contact your super fund and they can give some clarity around your eligibility and whether you can access it or not.
Sam, what are the most of the questions, the queries over the telephone that you're getting right now at Goldsborough?
For us, with a lot of clients that are retired, it's to do with reducing the minimum pension payments from their account-based pension or their allocated pension.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are interested in reducing the amount that they take from their account-based pensions. And a lot of the reason for that is, I guess, firstly, you're not selling down assets in your allocated pension that you don't have to at a discount price, but also they don't have the expenses that they did pre the coronavirus. They're not going out to dinner, they're not travelling, their discretionary expenses have really fallen away, so they don't need that income anymore.
Yeah, there's so much confusion out there. I mean, both of you gentlemen have been in the business for a long time. You'd have never lived and worked through anything like this, would you?
Brought back a lot of memories from that really nasty period around 2008, that global financial crisis, which doesn't seem like all that long ago, but that was more than 10 years ago now. So at that time, we were all running around like headless chooks, saying that this is unprecedented. This is the first time that anything like this had ever happened during our lifetime. And we're back in a similar situation, but with a lot of differences this time around. It has been really interesting. The last couple of weeks have actually been quite positive on Australian and global share markets.
Yeah.
The market's recovered quite significantly, recovered about a third of what it lost over those really nasty few weeks at the end of February and the first half of March. So we have come back a fair way in terms of the market, and people will see that in their account balances. If they're looking at their superannuation fund or their share portfolio, they'll start to see some improvement compared to where we were, say, a couple of weeks ago.
We're speaking with Lachlan Harvey and Sam Martin from Goldsborough Financial Services. We emphasise that any comments should not be accepted as direct advice and acted upon. We suggest you contact either of the advisers to discuss your personal situation. This is from Evelyn. She said, I'm becoming a little better at the IT thing, but she said, can I actually contact you blokes using whatever and get the information that I'm after, information that I'm really confused about at the moment?
So we're happy to have a conversation with people over the phone if they've got questions about their financial circumstances. Certainly for those people that are worried that maybe they can't get into the office because they would normally have a face-to-face meeting, we've been offering people the opportunity to have a video conference. And it's worked really, really well, surprisingly well. So even a lot of people who I might describe as technically challenged on the technology front have really taken to it and really quite like the idea of having either a phone screen or a laptop screen set up where they can see the person that they're talking to. It just adds a little bit more to that conversation, and I think you can communicate with someone just a little better when you can see their face. So, look, I think there are some positives to take out of this, and I think the improved use of technology when communicating, I think that's one of them.
It's 19 minutes to two. We're talking to Lachlan Harvey and also Sam Martin from Goldsborough Financial Services. The 50% reduced superannuation minimum down rates, how does that work, and who does it affect mainly?
So we can just perhaps clarify this a bit further. So this applies for superannuation funds that are in pension phase or drawdown phase. So
in other words,
people that are retired.
Yeah.
And in an allocated pension, people have to take a regular amount of income. And that regular amount of income can be as much as you like, so long as it meets the minimum requirement. And the minimums are set based upon a percentage, based upon your age. So for people under 65, 4% is the minimum income, so 4% of your account balance per year. For people between 65 and 75, it's 5%. 75 and 80, it goes up to 6%. And it goes up as we get older. So what they've done is they've offered to reduce those standard minimum payments by 50%. So, for instance, if you were on a 4% minimum payment and you were choosing to take the minimum, then you can change that to a 2% payment. Now, of course, if you've chosen to take 4%, then you've possibly already taken at least 2% for this financial year. So if you tell your super fund that you want to drop it down to 2%, they won't pay you anything else for the remainder of this financial year. So if you're on monthly payments, there's three more months to go. And they might say, OK, we accept the fact that you want to take the minimum payment. We'll pay you nil for the remaining 3 months of this year. So that's something that people just need to be conscious of if they're contacting their super fund requesting that 50% reduced minimum drawdown.
It's 18 to 2. We're talking to Lachlan Harvey and Sam Martin from Goldsborough Financial Services. Speaking of contacting people, this is from Basil. He said, can't get through to the stockbroker, can understand that she is incredibly busy at the moment, getting calls from all over the place. He said, does a company like the company that these gentlemen are from, well, these gentlemen are from Goldsborough Financial Services, Basil. He said, do you offer advice regarding the stock market and the buying and selling of shares?
We don't actually give specific advice on direct shares and we don't place the trades. I mean, we can for existing clients as a request just to facilitate the process of the buy or the sell, but normally that's not our business.
Okay, right.
If someone's having trouble getting through to their regular stockbroker or a stockbroker full stop, they can look to start an account online. There's dozens of online brokers that people can choose from, and that is a way to trade shares if someone's willing to or looking to buy
finance,
or sell an existing holding.
With the Lachlan Harvey and Sam Martin from Goldsborough Financial Services, an important aspect in everybody's life, especially the way soup is going at the moment. Down at Plimpton, John's given the gentleman a ring. Hello, John.
Oh, I'd like to know how the management fees are calculated.
The management fees for what? For your superannuation fund?
Yeah. Who governs those?
Okay. All right. Gentlemen?
So with regards to the fees inside superannuation, there's an administration fee for the product provider. Obviously, they're still doing their job. They're probably working harder than ever. That fee's not going to change. The fees for the management and the investment, so the fund management fees, that they're going to remain the same as well. They're still managing the money. Sorry, what was that?
Who sets that price?
It's just a market set price.
So can you go to a website
market.
And find out where the management, who's got the highest management fees?
Yeah, you can look that up. That's part of the decision-making process when you're selecting your funds and when you're selecting the administrator that you use. And obviously there'd be an advisor as well. And if you've got an advisor working for you, they're charging a fee. And the advisor would be the person helping you choose an appropriate product, depending on the level of fees you want to pay and the type of investment you want.
Yeah, I think a lot of advisors are just salespeople, you know.
Yeah, well, look, we have to disguise all of our fees. We've got a choice of different providers. We're just going to work with the client and fit them with a provider that they're suited. We don't receive commissions from those providers. There's no incentive for us to use a provider over another one. We're just trying to act in the client's best interest.
And mostly when people come to see us for the first time, they've got a particular, if they've got superannuation, they might have one or two or three or more superannuation funds. And often looking to consolidate it into the one fund, we'll normally do an assessment of those funds that they currently have versus any other funds that we might recommend or suggest to them. We'll always do a side-by-side comparison so that we can compare not just fees but performance and the various features of the different funds.
John, I get a gut feeling that you think you're paying too much.
Oh, I'm always paying too much. These people make so much money. See, the government gave all these licences to a lot of these advisors. And they're all going to make money, you know what I mean? So they start charging all the people that have got to manage funds all this money.
Yeah, look, it's probably a simplistic point of view. I think it's a commercial space where there's competition. If people are charging too much, someone will come in and charge less. But at the same time, you can't charge such a low amount that you go out of business. So it's probably a fair...
You know what I mean? Should be a broker you can ring up and they get the best deal for you.
Yeah, so for superannuation funds, you mean?
Yeah. See, I've got direct shares because I go through a stockbroker because I've been doing shares for about 20 years. And my stockbroker does the superannuation as well for me. But he charges $100 for brokerage, you know? Well, I can go on CompSec to do it for $19. What do I got to pay him so much money for?
Well, that's your choice. Some people find that using a person or having a person to bounce ideas off is of value, and particularly when you're talking about trading and investing, you know, the difference can be in the quality of the advice. So some people choose not to get any advice at all. Some people choose to get very comprehensive advice. That's the choice that everyone needs to make. What I would say, though, when comparing superannuation funds, you've got superannuation funds that are charging very high percentage-based fees, and you've got others that are charging very low percentage-based fees. And it's not always about, you're not always comparing apples with apples. For instance, there's been a big push in the last 10 years or so towards index management, and that is essentially, instead of having someone make investment decisions, which companies are better to buy than others, you are just buying the index as a whole, and that's a much cheaper way to invest money. But it's not necessarily going to give you a better outcome just because the fees are lower. That's suitable for some people. Other people want to make active investment decisions, and those people might go through a stockbroker instead.
Gentlemen, we'll leave it there. Lachlan, thanks for the time this afternoon and the expertise. And to Sam Martin, much, much appreciated. As we said, you are open for business. If somebody wants to contact you, they can do that via the phone, but even call into the office. They can do it face-to-face still.
Absolutely. The best number to give us a call on is 8378-4000. And can I also say, Pilco, look, I'd just like to say a big thank you to all of our clients that have been patient with the change in process, but have also been very receptive as well to those changes. And it's certainly been a busy time for us and our colleagues in financial planning. So thank you, everyone, for your patience, and we look forward to speaking soon.
Good on you, mate. Lachlan Harvey and Sam Martin from Goldsborough Financial Services. We emphasise that any comments should not be accepted as direct advice and acted upon. We suggest you contact either of the advisors to discuss your personal situation.